Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have today. First question comes from Emily. It says, can a person have very low value contrast and still be clear? The answer is yes, because value contrast is not to do with colouring. So you could have someone say, let me say, Indian, with quite dark skin and very dark hair, dark eyes. So everything about them is dark, which makes them a low value contrast, but they can have real clarity in those things because that hair color is like that brown, black, really solid color. Their eye color is a really kind of dark brown, black as well. And their skin is very clear, which is why often, especially one of the things I love is when you see the Indian women in their beautiful, colorful, bright saris, they look so great because they have that clarity of coloring. So those bright, clear colors work really well on them. Same thing potentially if you're African, or you could be Scandinavian and you can have a white blonde hair. You could have very pale skin and a pale colored eye, but it could be a blue eye that's got some intensity. Again, very low value contrast, but clear coloring. So yes, value contrast is actually not part of your color grouping. It's not how I decide on your color grouping is your value or your color contrast. What it's decided on is the clarity of the elements. And then that value contrast or the color contrast, that's layered on top. That's how you put your colors together. This is why you shouldn't be given that sort of information. If you're getting a color analysis and they tell you that you're high contrast, as part of that color analysis, but it's just because that swatch is like that. Like winter is always high contrast, but really you could be a winter with a low contrast because you could be an Indian version where you have that low value contrast. So this is where they are actually two separate things, because we have to remember that color has three properties. We have our intensity, how bright or muted the color is, our value, how light or dark the color is, and our undertone, how warm or cool it is. And those things are separate. And this is where color contrast and value contrast come in. But when I'm looking at colors, I'm looking at the clarity, how bright the color. So what's happening to you is what we call simultaneous contrast. What happens to you when we put different colors on you? Do you look brighter or do the colors overwhelm you? Where is the balance? And I'm always looking for the balance and the harmony. When we think about humans, you know, like we're all made of like little wavelengths of energy, and your coloring is just other wavelengths of energy. And when those wavelengths of light energy, the electromagnetic spectrum on which we see light and color, are in harmony with you, that is when you really shine. And that's what I'm really looking for. Let's go for our next question. Adrian says, I can't work out my face shape. I'm more than three noses in length, which says you have a longer face shape, sort of rounded jawline, but straight hairline and wide forehead. So this is the thing is, look, face shapes are very arbitrary. And this is where you can be a combination shape. You don't have to fit automatically into oval, square, round, diamond, heart. So if your forehead, so one of the things to look at when we're looking at face shape is, we kind of have this three noses that tells you if you have a longer or shorter or balanced face. So if your three noses longer, face, noses long, faces are balanced length. If it's shorter than three noses, it's a short length. If it's longer, it's a long length. So if you're more than three noses long, that means you have a longer face shape. So you may want to do things to shorten your face shape slightly to create a little bit more balance. And this is where things like having a fringe or bangs can come in to your choices of hairstyles. Then we have, where is the widest point of your face? So is it at the forehead? Is it at the cheekbones? Is it at the jaw? So if it's at the cheekbone, that's your normal kind of fairly, you know, fairly standard face shape. Most people's, it's around the cheekbones. But if it's at the forehead, then that means you have a broader forehead than jaw. So therefore, you might have more of a heart shape if you have a more pointed jaw, or you might have a more triangular shape, be both of those same. Often the heart shape though has the widow's peak, but really doesn't have to. But those heart or triangle, same sort of thing. So you might have a broader forehead, but if you've got the broader forehead, but actually a curved jaw, you could have a combination of that kind of heart-shaped forehead with a more oval or oblong jaw because your face is a bit longer. So you don't have to look for such widening things. So when you've got a more narrowed out jaw, you're looking for more widening earrings, hair that comes out, those sorts of things to balance the jaw and the forehead to kind of bring those two elements into balance. So one of those things is why, like, pulling your hair back like I've got now and actually kind of drawing your face in a mirror, get like a whiteboard pen or a, you know, eyebrow crayon sort of thing. I'd avoid a lipstick. They're really hard to get off the mirror. But you can give you an idea of your face shape and then go, what is the closest shape or two shapes? So sometimes I think of it as the shield shape, where it's square at the top and it's a shield. And it really just means you might want to have a little bit of softness around the hairline. So whether it's you have a little bit of a sideswept fringe or you just have your hair comes across your face when it's out rather than pulling it all back like this, that can be really flattering. So I kind of think the shield shape is not unusual. It just hasn't been put into the face shapes, book of face shapes. But really, and then they treat the jaw fairly much like an oblong. So you might go, it's an oblong with a square forehead, and therefore, what do I want to do to just soften off my forehead and otherwise treat it as a oblong? Hopefully that helps you when you're thinking about face shapes, but really there are a few. You can have long diamonds, long hearts, short hearts, all those sorts of things. Really, face shapes, the geometric shapes are just guidelines to help you think about things like hairstyles and necklines and things like that. So they are not the be-all and end-all, I can tell you. And particularly as far as hairstyles goes, there's a lot more that influences how your hairstyle will look on you and what will actually work. And it's everything from how your features are placed inside your face. So if you have I actually have an oval face shape, but my features are in the middle of my face rather than spread out over my face, which makes my forehead look really long. My jaw's a bit long as well. And that's because my features are in the middle. Versus and where your ears are placed. So if your ears are placed a bit lower, it's very easy to have a really short haircut. When your ears are higher, and mine are a bit higher, it means that you have to kind of, you can look more masculine very easy. So the little cropped pixie cut does not work as well on the longer jaw than it does on the shorter jaw. So I know I've got blog posts about this as well, who suits a pixie cut, if you're interested in thinking about that. But yeah, so this as well. And of course, as with hairstyle, it's what will your hair texture do? How much time are you prepared to spend doing it? All these things are really important when we are thinking about hairstyles. Because, you know, like if I have really curly hair, well, it's going to limit my hairstyles. If I have dead straight hair, it's also going to limit my hairstyles. If I only want to spend a minute a day doing my hair or just have it wash and wear, that's also going to limit my hairstyles. So what your hair will do, how long it will grow, how thick it is, how fine it is, how much body it has, all those things are actually in some ways more important as far as what your hairstyle will be as compared to face shape. Face shape is just one part of this hairstyle equation, but you can use it for thinking about balance, thinking about necklines, all those sorts of things as well. Okay, excuse me, I need a drink of water. All this talking. Last question for the day. How do you dress a body that is an H from the front, an apple from the side, and a pear from the back? So this is where you can think about different aspects. So an H from the front, I would be dressing my body more all over as an H shape. If you are an apple from the side, I would say that is a rounded body rather than an elliptical body. Remember, because we have a front body shape, that's what we see, the silhouette. So that's the H's, the A's, the V's, the, you know, the pears, the hourglasses, the rectangles, those sorts of things. So we have that front on silhouette. We also have a side body shape, and that's called our lateral body shape. And I've got blog posts on this, and you're either more round or more elliptical. So someone who is more round has, you know, the front to side is fairly similar, versus an elliptical person will find that they're wider from the front, but narrower from the side. So they will dress their side body differently. So look at the rounded body shape information as well as the H shape. So you could be a rounded lateral body H shape. Which means you want to break up the sides of your bodies with vertical seams and things like that and details to make sure. And this is where you can have, you know, a split in a skirt or something down the side. Now, a pair from the back is telling me that your bottom is rounder. So what's we call a body variation. So we're adding a more rounded full bottom at the back. So then you can just look at the information for what do you wear on a more rounded bottom. And it could be don't put big blingy pockets on your bottom. You might find it very, very hard. This shape probably is the hardest to find trousers that fit because, you know, like all these kind of different variations, they're not cutting trousers for you. So I would suspect that trousers very, 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 very hard to find to fit. So, you know, in many ways you go, it's a skirt body or a dress body rather than a pants body. And that's okay. So it's looking at each of these elements and working out what works for you and your unique shape. And then having the alterations to make things work because you know, like you're not a standard shape. You're not a, you know, generic, fairly straight up and down. What the manufacturers are making for is a fairly generic, fairly straight up and down shape. Because that's the cheapest to cut and make for. And so much of clothing manufacture is about money. It's about what's the cheapest production cost and how much can we mark it up? What's the greatest markup we can have? So therefore, what's the biggest profit? It's not actually about you making you look good. This is where you've got to get that idea out of your head. So do not feel when you walk into a store and you can't find any pants to fit that there's something wrong with you. They are making for the cheapest way possible. And that may not at all fit your body well. And so this is where like learning to sew or finding a great dressmaker can be a really good thing to do if you can. But yeah, so it's looking at all those elements, going, well, I'll dress me in the overall styles of an H shape, but with taking into consideration my rounded lateral body shape and then my booty at the back. So there you go. Please send me some more email questions, Imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Of course, head over to the blog, search up all these things I've been talking about. You'll find lots of resources there for you. And of course, if you'd like my professional opinion, I give that to you in my 7 Steps of Style program. And also just, I do online consultations as well. If you've got a bunch of color or style questions or kind of general questions, I can do an online color and style Zoom style session with you. More than happy to do that as well. You can find out more about that on bespokeimage.com.au as well. But yeah, send me more questions and I look forward to answering them again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.